Okay, let's have a seat. This is, it's hard to believe, but this is our last guest here of the summer. Baruch Hashem, we've been zocha to have so many outstanding Talmidei Chachamim that came to speak to us, and some that we visited. Yesterday was an extraordinary day. Now, one of the things that I've been taught to value by my Rebbeim, particularly by Marin Rav Shechter Shlita, is people who have not only who have chachma, who are Talmidei Chachamim and who are Balei Halacha, and know how to learn Lasuke Shmaitz HaLibid Hilchsa, which you heard from Rav Shechter yesterday about the value of being able to learn in that way, in that derech, but also people who have a very rich and strong Mesorah. People themselves have a Rebbe who provides them with a Mesorah in Halacha. So one of the great relationships I've been zocha to make over the past number of years on my various trips to Eretz Yisrael is with Ravami Merzel Shlita, who is here from Yeshiva Netivariyeh. He gives the smicha shir and is a tremendous Baal Halacha. He's always holding in the inyanim of Halacha and has a tremendous, tremendous kesher and Mesorah from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. I'll often text him and say, just can you find out what Rav Nevin Sal holds about this, that, or the other thing? And very often he doesn't need to find out because he already knows what Rav Nevin Sal holds about this, that, or the other thing. And in addition to just being a very easy to get along with person and a very down-to-earth kind of person who understands how people operate and being a tremendous Talmid Chacham, he's a Baal Mesorah, he's a Baal Halacha, and it's a great way to end the summer where we, for many of you, this was your first time learning Lasuke Shmaitz HaLibid Hilchsa and that style shir, so there's no better person to give the final guest shir than Rav Ami Merzel, and I want to thank him for coming back to Keli. He was here yesterday to visit with the Nativ guys and came back again just to be with the Masmidim, so we thank him very much. Thank you, Rami. I thought we were approaching Tisha B'Av and not Purim, though. That introduction. You guys have a big schuss for me to be here, and it's a big schuss that you have to be the presence of Leibowitz all summer long and be steigen. It's an unbelievable thing. Okay, so I want to talk about a topic that's very much in Yoni Dioma. It's found all the way at the end of the lachos of Bein HaMetzarim, Nechus Tisha B'Av, and that's the things that are Zecher L'Chorban. I want to talk about one specific topic that's from Simon Tavkuf Samech Aleph, and that is tearing Kriya. I heard a lot of our post Shana Aleph coming back, Shana Bet, maybe some are going for Shana Aleph, and maybe one of the first shilas that you get when you come to Eretz Yisrael is a lot of people go directly to the Kotel, or very soon to the Kotel, and we maybe have heard, maybe have not heard, that there's a lacha that one is actually supposed to tear Kriya when singing the Kotel, if he's not been to the Kotel, not really the Kotel, so he's in Makom HaMikdash for 30 days. So I want to talk a little bit about this sugya. It's a fascinating sugya, and a little bit that we might know about, and probably a lot that we do not know about this topic. Okay, so the Gemara in Meseches Moed Katan Daftaf Kavavim and Aleph, the bottom of the page tells us, Tanur Rabban. Sorry, not Tanur Rabban. Amro Chelbo Amro Ulo. Bira. Amro Abalaza. Haroa Ari Yehuda Bar Churbanon. Omer Ari Kachecha Yibar Bekorea Bekorea. Yerushalayim Bechorbana Omer Tzion Mibar Eta Yerushalayim Shvama Bekorea. Beis Hamikdash Bruchovan Omar Beis Bigotchenu V'Sifar Seino Asher Lucha V'Seino Hayul Seras Eish V'Chol Machmadeino Hayul Lechava V'Korea. So you see over here, there's not one Kriya, there's three different levels of Kriya over here. One is on Ari Yehuda, one is on Yerushalayim, and one is on the Makom HaMikdash. So we've probably heard about the Makom of the Mikdash. Okay, we've heard about the Makom of the Mikdash being Torah. That's what we do when we go to the Kotel, you see the Makom of Arabais to be Korea. But what's this Korea on Yerushalayim and Ari Yehuda? That we not. These are all psukim that are found in Yishayahu, okay? That proves that we do Korea on these places. So let's start over here with being Korea on Ari Yehuda. What is Ari Yehuda? Ari Yehuda are the southern cities in Eretz Yisrael, like Hebron and places like this. When you see Hebron and Korbonon, you're supposed to be Korea
when you see these cities. The question is, then obviously the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. He doesn't bring that about down the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, I've never seen anyone being Korea on Ari Yehuda. I've personally never been Korea on Ari Yehuda. Why do people not be Korea on Ari Yehuda? It's Mefurish Gemara, Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. Why are people not Korea on Ari Yehuda? So number just to understand, similar to like you've heard over the summer of Ben Mitzrayim, the Rav Soloveitchik's famous Mahalach about the dinam of Ben Mitzrayim. They're similar, they're patterned after the halachas of Avelus, but the opposite so too over here, the dinam of Kriya and Makam HaMikdash Yerushalayim and Ari Yehuda are obviously patterned after the halachas of Kriya and one of the people that were Misa'abalam, a father, a chasar, a mother, and if we have a mitzvah to Korea or Begod. Okay, so that's where it's patterned after over here. So similarly, just like we have Kriya, there is different dinam. When one is Korea, and let's say Chas HaShalom, or son, or a sibling, is Nifter, there's different halachas that you get when you Korea, and a parent. So to over here, the same din applies over here. Obviously, the Makom HaMikdash is going to be more of Chomer din, and not then Yerushalayim, and then the Arei Yehuda. Okay? So therefore, with this understanding, maybe we could understand a little bit of why maybe Arei Yehuda we do not hate. So there's three different terutz that I found of why the minig is not to be Korea and Ari Yehuda. Okay, Rav Tut Kuczynski, who was very well known for his Luach Eretz Yisrael, but he wrote many other svarim, he was one of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim. Okay, he wrote a sefer called Ira Kodesh Ve'amikdash. He writes over there a couple of different terutz on why the minig is not to be Korea and Ari Yehuda. Okay, one is, he says, it could be that the Ari Yehuda, we have somewhat of a suffix, what are considered the Ari Yehuda. And therefore, since we have a suffix, what they're considered Ari Yehuda, we're not going to be Korea on the suffix if we don't really know what it is. The only problem with that is, that's very hard to say where the suffix where Hebron is. We know where Maras Achvela is, to say we know Maras Achvela is in Hebron. But okay, that's what one Teretz that he brings down. Then he brings down a very practical, technical Teretz over here. And that is, like I said before, that generally the dinam is that there are going to be, you're only going to be Korea on Ari Yehuda if you get to Ari Yehuda before Yerushalayim, before Makom HaMikdash. Once you've been Korea on Makom HaMikdash, the more Chomer Korea, you're not going to have to be Korea on Yerushalayim or Ari Yehuda. And he says, technically, people generally, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they're coming from the north. Okay, they're coming to the north, especially now Ben Gurion Airport. Okay, you come in, you land in the north, and you travel to the Kotel. Generally from the north, you usually come upon the Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash before you're going to get to Ari Yehuda. So technically, you're not going to get to Ari Yehuda before that point. Those are the two Teretz. Maybe the most famous Teretz is based on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings down that we say that that Ari Yehuda, B'chorbanon, you're going to have to rip Kriya. He says over there that that's only if there's not a Yishuv of Yisrael. There's not Yishuv of Yisrael. But then he goes on, he says, the Eshar Shekol Shehein Bidei Goyim Afal Pishyeshem Yishuv B'chorbanon Mikri V'chein Ikra. Then the Beis Yosef says, no, even if there is going to be a Yishuv of Yisrael in the land, but the land's being ruled by Goyim, therefore you are still going to have to be Chayiv in Kriya, and therefore in Ari Yehuda you are still going to need rights. That's the Chayneker, and that's why it's bought in Shulchan Aruch, because obviously at the time of the Beis Yosef, the Shilton was still Biyad the Goyim. Therefore the Shaila obviously presents itself nowadays, where Baruch Hashem, the Shilton has transferred from the Goyim to the Jews. Yes, we would like a more Torah, the government, but it's, at least according to Pali, 99% of clients, so we think it's a good thing that we have it instead of the Arabs. Okay, we have the Shulton is on Tachat Yadenu, and therefore it's a good thing. Therefore, it could be according to the Beis Yosef, you would not have to rip Kriya anymore because it's Tachas Shulton. There's a Yishuv Yisrael, and it's Tachas Shulton Yisrael. Okay, and this is the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Beis Yosef, and therefore both Rav Moshe Feinstein, Chiluk Aleph, Sof Simon, Ayin Gimel, and Rav Avadi Yosef, quoted in Chazon Avadi on page Taf Lamed Zayin, over here, they both write that nowadays there will be no din of tearing Kriya on Ari Yehuda nowadays, that since the Shilton is beyond the Yehudim, therefore, and there's a Yishuv Yisrael, therefore, there's no longer a din of tearing Kriya on Ari Yehuda. And that would make a lot of sense. Why you don't see people being Korea ever on Ari Yehuda, no matter where they're going to come from. They have gone to Baron Gerin Arpa. They even go straight to the coast. They want to go visit their aunt down south. Okay? They would come upon Ari Yehuda first. They'd have to tear Kriya Mikra to the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the Pesach of both Ramosha and Rav Yosef, you would not have to do Kriya, and that perhaps is the reason why the minhag is not to tear Kriya anymore. The opposite end of the spectrum, okay, we know that by the Makam HaMikdash, we don't care that there's Shilton Yisrael. Okay, what do we care about? We care about the fact that the mask is sitting on the Har HaBayis and not the Beis HaMikdash, so long as we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we could have a from prime minister, we could have a government that runs a PLF. It wouldn't matter as long as we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. That's what causes the chiyuv of Kriya on Makom HaMikdash. The Shaila, though, is where do you put Yerushalayim? Being Korea on Yerushalayim, is that similar to Ara Yehuda? Okay, and therefore, since it's Tachas Shilton Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, we have a Jewish presence in the old city of Yerushalayim and the rest of Yerushalayim, therefore, you would not have to be Chayiv in Kriya. Or do we say that Yerushalayim is like Makom HaMikdash, and so long as no Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim was a city that housed the Kohanim and the Levium for it, who served in the Beis HaMikdash, and so long we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, there would still be a Chiyuv of Kriya on Yerushalayim nowadays. So your Rebbe's Rebbe, Rav Shechter, in the Ikvei Hatzon on page Kuvav, okay, he is done on this Shiloh. He's done on the Shiloh, and he quotes your Rebbe's Rebbe. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik, he felt that Yerushalayim has a din like Churban HaBayis, has a din of Churban HaBayis, and therefore, so long as there's no Beis HaMikdash. Because you look at the, let's see, we still don't have Trumos and Mises, Meiser Shiny. Okay, we can't bring our Meiser Shiny up to Yerushalayim. So long as you don't have that, that is showing you the Churban, and therefore you would still have a Chiyuv of Kriya on Yerushalayim. However, Shechter himself writes that it seems to be that the Minog is not to be Korea. Okay, and it could be based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, in that same Tshuva that we mentioned before, he writes, he puts Yerushalayim with Ara Yehuda. He puts Yerushalayim with Ara Yehuda, and therefore, since Yerushalayim is with Ara Yehuda, even if you would enter Yerushalayim before saying, let's say, the Har HaBayis, he would say you would not do Kriya, which is very interesting because of the Beis Yosef. When he talked about it, he didn't talk about Yerushalayim. He only mentioned Ara Yehuda, not Yerushalayim. But on the other hand, okay, on the other side, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Mincha Shlomo Chilak Aleph, and then in Siman Ayin Gimel Os Yud, he is cholik and he holds. He writes the first, Kozman Shiroim Adai, Be'ir HaKodesh Ve'amikdash Knosyot Shel Nokrim, you see the church is there. Ve'gam Kirei Akum and the Kvarim of the Goyim. Ve'ein HaNachlu Yicholim La'akir Puchna Nechro Adayim Hibur Chorbanah. So long as you enter into the old city, look over the walls of the old city, and you see crosses of the churches there, that is a simon that there is still churba. There's still churba. Okay, and therefore, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, it's a Dabar Pashit, he believes, that one is still chayiv to do kriya, not only on Makom HaMikdash, but also on Yerushalayim, and this is also shared, this opinion is Rav Ozan, the Shevet Alevi, Chilak Zayin, simon Ayin Ches, and obviously, Rosh Hashanah Zalman's Talmud, my Rebbe, Morin Rabbeinu Rav Evan Zal Shlita, in Yerushalayim b'Mo'adah, he quotes over there. He says a little bit different. He seems more like says it out more. So very interesting, more like Rosh Hashanah was saying that the fact that we don't have the mitzvahs that we can mekayim in Yerushalayim like Meiser Sheni, there, that doesn't have to mean that it's so different. But he holds that since those mitzvahs cannot mekayim nowadays, that's thicker. We don't just say it's not as a nice tourist attraction. Yerushalayim or a Kodesh is a place that we're supposed to eat our Meiser Sheni. We're supposed to be able to mekayim certain mitzvahs that we can't mekayim other places in the world. Okay? And if we can't do that, therefore, that is a simon of Churban, and therefore, there would still be a chiyuv of Kriya. Okay? The Shiloh, though, is according to those who hold, say, like Rosh Hashanah quotes from Soloveitchik, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Moreno Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, what's considered Yerushalayim? Well, as you enter into Har Nof, that's the Dabar Pashut, that's Yerushalayim HaChadosh. We call it Yerushalayim, but that's not real Yerushalayim. Real Yerushalayim is the where David and Shlomo resided, that's where really Yerushalayim is. Okay, there's a big machlokes what exactly the borders are. So in Eretz Kodesh Migdash, or Tu Kachinsky claims that the whole walls of the old city, once you see the walls of the old city already, then you could be Korea and Yerushalayim. Rav Evansel says that in Yerushalayim, he doesn't think that the walls of the old city is good enough. You have to be in a place that you know was Mekudash Ayli David and Shlomo. I believe you get down to like the area of the Cardo. Okay, you get on to the area of the Cardo. If you're entering, I'm purposely coming in from Shar Yafo, from the top of the old city, for those who understand what I'm talking about. You know, geographically, you come into the top of the old city, so you get down to the Cardo area around there. That's when you would be Chayiv and Chris. That's a very big difference between Rav Moshe, let's say, and Rav Shlomo Zalman. According to Rav Moshe, whenever you get to the Makom Mikdash, there'll be one time doing Kriya. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Evansel, and I'm not sure what Rosh Shechter exactly tells people to do in the Maisa, like Soloveitchik or Rav Moshe, but there's a major nafkamina. Okay, according to them, when you enter into Shar Yafo, according to Rav Moshe, you'd wait till you get down to the Makom HaMikdash, okay, and then you'd do Kriya at that point. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Visiato, they're going to hold you to do one Kriya on Yerushalayim when you get to the area where you chayiv to do Kriya then, and then you would move over a couple tefachim over. When you get down to the Makom HaMikdash, you do a second Kriya on that area when you get down to that. When it's saying good Afka, coming in through Shar Yafo, let's say if you came through Shar Ashbot, where you're going to meet the Makom HaMikdash before, at the same time you're meeting, entering into Yerushalayim, so therefore Lekuli Alma, since that's the more Chamer Kriya, even Rosh Shlomo Zalman, B'siyat is going to hold that you're going to do one Kriya and the Makom HaMikdash, and you would not have to do a second Kriya and Yerushalayim, just like if someone has the Kriya and the Father, they would not have to do the second Kriya then on the less Chamer Kriya. If it's the opposite case, then you would have to have a second Kriya. Okay? Fine. Where is the Makom then? We talked about what's Ara Yehuda. We talked about where Yerushalayim is Chayiv and Kriya. Where is the Makom HaMikdash? What's considered Makom HaMikdash? So people make a big mistake. People think, they look at the Kotel, and that's where they do it. That's not correct. It's not the Kotel. The Kotel is not Makom. That's the only thing left. Okay, it might be a simon of the fact that we don't... It's really Harabais. You're being Makom, you're being Kriya, and the fact that the base of Mikdash is not at the Makom. So some are makbid to dafko, go to a place where they could see the karka of the Makom HaMikdash. Okay, Rav Evansel told me, it could be also in Yerushalayim, but he mentioned it. Also, you don't have to actually see the karka, as long as you look at basically the mask, the fact that the mask is sitting there instead of the base of HaMikdash, that's what's goring the cave that's going to cause us to have the chiyuv of Kriya. Okay, so that is where one is chayiv, and what? Let's better say, and what one is chayiv to do Kriya. Okay? Now, who is chayiv to do Kriya? Who's chayiv to do Kriya? So, generally, let's start. The starting point is everyone's chayiv to do Kriya. That's the starting point. Right. But there are those who are the big DN in the post-scheme about women. Are women chayiv to do Kriya? Are women not chayiv to do Kriya? Okay, there's a Shalit Snias, perhaps, also, if they do Kriya. Okay, I don't know about all the poskim, but I know Rav Evansel holds that women are chayiv to do Kriya. Obviously, they should wear a shirt underneath. That if they do Kriya, the shirt above, then it's not going to reveal things that shouldn't be revealed. And be makbid on Hilchos Snias in the Piskei Tshuvas. It also brings down many shitas that hold that women are chayiv. I know there are those who hold that they're potter, but that is the position of Rav Evansel. Ktanim, they're completely potter from this feeling. The opposite dafka by and Hilchos Avelus and Hilchos Dafka Ktanim are potter from Hilchos Avelus, except by Dina Kriya. We are Koreana Kotam, but that's not really within the Kotam, that's within the Tzibor. It's the Kosho Agbas Nefesh of the pain over here. Dafka, we do the opposite by the, if a child gets to the age of Chinuch. We are Mechanachim to do the Yanam of Avelus of the 9 days. Things that he could do. Okay? But when it comes to Kriya, they are not chayiv in Kriya over here on the Makom HaMikdash. But, if one is after the age of Bar Mitzvah, he is chayiv in Kriya just like any other adult. Even L'chaura, his parents don't want him to rip his shirt. I know I've heard this before. Okay, guys, Bachum will come to my mother. Doesn't want me to tell me not to rip my shirt. Okay, but that's a lachem before shacharit. You're supposed to rip your shirt. You're supposed to let it go. So make sure you get a shirt. I don't know, buy a $5. You don't have to have the most expensive shirt. You don't have to be wearing your brand new shirt. Okay, but there's no reason. I don't see a reason to impart to someone from dinner the gemara, dinner the shulchan aruch, because the parents don't want to. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to take a selfie of you during kriya. You don't have to let them know necessarily. You could buy a $5 t-shirt and do kind of your din of kriya with that. Okay, there is a famous minhag that's mentioned already in the Shailos and Tshuvos of the Radvaz, that Anshe Yerushalayim don't tear kriya, meaning Anshe Yerushalayim don't see the Makom HaMikdash for 30 days, and there's a tour from kriya. Rav Moshe Feinstein actually talks about it in the Gemara, so he's mefatrik and doesn't understand why this should be a minhag, and therefore it seems to be disagrees with the minhag, but that seems to be the minhag. It's mentioned, I said, in the Shulchan Aruch Radvaz, where Tukachinsky mentions this minhag also. Okay, what's most fascinating though is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's explanation. I've heard the Rebbe Saul say this many times over. It's something that it's almost exactly the opposite. You think on Yerushalayim, the reason why they don't take kriya, whatever, they live in Yerushalayim, it's in front of them all the time, so therefore they don't need it. They don't need a kriya. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman the exact opposite. He says someone who lives in Yerushalayim and doesn't go to see the Makom HaMikdash once in 30 days, it means that he's not really misavol in Yerushalayim, so he shouldn't do kriya. He doesn't really care about the korban, and therefore there's no reason for him to go ahead and do kriya. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, which gets into the whole thing. What happens in a case that they're unable to go to the Makom HaMikdash? How far do you take this as considered onto Yerushalayim? Someone lives, all the way out in Har Nof. Okay, yeah, maybe even Beit Shemesh. I don't know. Some of you, they could go to. You could get to nowadays. You have 45 minutes. You're at the Kotel. At what point? I bet I can't answer exactly what I mean. But that's the explanation that Rav Shlomo Zalman presents for this minhag of Yerushalayim. Then there's certain days that are presented that people may do or may not do, that people don't do kriya. Okay, so let's start with it. So let's think to ourselves once again. Since the dinim of kriya is patterned once again after Hilchos kriya of a karuv, l'chorah the same dinim should apply. That's the starting point once again over here. It's very important. Allah, a lot of times you start with the shadah to start with the starting point. The starting point. What is it? Where does it start? There's an exception here and an exception there. Why the exception? But the starting point is a very important frame of reference to always start with. The starting point is that whenever one is going to be chayiv in kriya, if Chas Hashem a karov was nifter, the same thing should apply over here by the Makom HaMikdash. So Shabbos and Yontif, those are not. You don't tear kriya on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore someone who comes, let's say, to the Makom HaMikdash to Yerushalayim the first time on a Shabbos or Yontif, so he's going to be putter from kriya. Very interesting machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Then what about the next time you come? Okay, so according to Rav Moshe, it seems to be that Rav Moshe would hold. Then the second time, next time you come, then you'll do kriya at that point, just like a karov mishpacha. The same thing. Whenever Shabbos Yontif ends, then the chiyuv kriya is going to come in over here. You would have to go the second time to the kotel. You have to see the kotel again at that point. Rav Moshe held. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds. It's only b'shas chimum. It's only that first time you don't see it within 30 days. Once that shas chimum is over with me, you're not supposed to feel upset when you see the Makom Mikdash. It doesn't have the base of Mikdash there. If you're upset the first time, once you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the second time you're not going to have that same emotion, and therefore you would not be chayiv to tear kriya anymore. Okay, that's in terms of Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about Chol HaMoed? So there's a big din in the poskim. What do you do about Chol HaMoed? The Sefer Eira Kodesh VeHaMikdash, once again, he says he's made from the Chochmei Svardim Me'ayodim Minhogim Kedumim of Yerushalayim. Okay. They claim that there is a minhag not to be korea and Chol HaMoed. So in Minhag Shlomo Chelek Aleph Ayin Dalos Ayin Aleph and Beis, he once again he says over there that even though the chiyuv of kriya should apply lechora and Chol HaMoed, nevertheless over he says the dinim should not be more mchamor. Then the din is another din of kriya of likud atzomus. Okay, he says no, not more chomer than likud atzomus. Someone takes the goof and transfers from one place to another place. Sometimes it happens when they take the tzamos from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a whole din. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch of Likud Atzamos. It's the mixus dine Avelos and dine Kriya on the day of Likud Atzamos. So therefore, Rishon Zaman says, if it's on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't do it. So too over here, you would not go ahead and do it. Then there's another minhag that's mentioned that people say that on Rosh Chodesh and other days you don't say Tachanun, that you're not going to do Kriya. So Lechora, the svara is that these are happier days. These are days that we don't say, and therefore we don't have to do sad things on this day. But once again, if we go back to our frame of reference over here, Rosh Chodesh and days you don't say Pesach Sheni, Lag Bomer, whatever it might be, those are days that are davar pashut, that if a karov dies or early good atzomos, there would be a chiyuv of kriya on those days. So therefore, Lechora, there's no real good reason given that I found for this minhag that people don't dare kriya on these days, and really one should dare kriya on these days. That is what Moreno Rabbi Rebbe Zal told me, that his Dabar Pashat, he believes that one should be tearing kriya on all these other days, outside maybe of Chol HaMoed, as we mentioned before. It does bring out in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, it says that when people ask for Shlomo Zaman about this, he, quote unquote, they say, Shelo Horu Rabbeinu Lahedya, Lo Lahakav Vela Hachmer. He never answered this. The shadow. So I don't know if he had, he just didn't want to tell them that the minhag is made up, or I don't know, or he held that maybe there was a reason, I don't know. But Rosh Hashanah never answered the question. I still have not come upon anyone who says beferish, the reason, real reason for this, and Piskei Tshuvas also brings down over there that there's no reason not to be tearing Kriya on days that it's not, that there is, that Tachlun is not said. Though there is another minhag that's mentioned, this there, it's supposed to do, try and bring, and that is if someone visits the Kotel the first time after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. After Chatzos on Erev Shabbos and Huadin on Motzei Shabbos. So people would say, oh, it's the same reason, no Tachanun, okay, Malachim Malka, Sheryl Malus, I don't know, happy times. Therefore, that's the reason why on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, perhaps that's where the minhag and that would fit, but that's not what the prosim do bring down. So Rav Moshe also refers, we'll start with this. The Chazon Ish was against the minhag. The Chazon Ish held that they should be doing Kriya at this time. There's no real reason not to do the Kriya. Rav Moshe also in Chelek Hey Lamed Zayin Oz Beis in Yordea Chelek Gimel Nun Beis Oz Dalid, he says, since it's a minhag Yosh, it's an old minhag and a minhag Kavua, he says, even though we don't have a reason for it, this is a good minhag. This is a good minhag. Okay, but there is Dar Poskim brings down, I think Rav Zal brings this also down, Pederech Efshar, why the minhag developed, and that is because people, when they come to the Kotel on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, they generally come in their Shabbos clothes. They're not Shabbos clothes, same thing, they come out to Shabbos, they're coming in their Shabbos clothes, and therefore that's developed the minhag, not to be Korea, the Shabbos clothes. Okay, that's the reason why they brought down not to go ahead and do Kriya. Okay, tear Kriya on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. And you're going to walk into Shabbos now with your torn clothes. It's not okay. And therefore, that's why the minhag developed not to go ahead and tear Kriya. Okay, once again, I mentioned this before, just to drive over this point again. Once someone forgets to do Kriya, do then they do Kriya at a different time. So if you already left Yerushalayim or the Kotel and you forgot to do Kriya, so the Pashtus is that you do not do Kriya once you've left the Kotel and you do not come back, and even if you come back, you are not going to be Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv. Meaning you left the Kotel, forget about coming back. You left the Kotel, you don't see it anymore, you're not allowed to do Kriya, according to Rosh Hashanah Zaman, because it's only Bishas Chimum. According to Rav Moshe, you have to actually see the Makom Mikdash, you don't see it anymore, and therefore, but let's say, you've been at the Kotel for an hour, and you realize, oh, I forgot to tear Kriya. Okay? So then it depends. So as long as it's still the same day, meaning you didn't go at the end of the day, Davin Mincha Ma'ariv, still the same day, then you could still tear Kriya as long as you're still at the Kotel. But once the day has passed, you need two things. Shas Chimun has to be the same day. Once the day has passed, after Shkia the next day, you want to not do Kriya anymore. Fine. Now, just to end with this, is just a little bit lemaisa, some of the din of the arnoheg, when one does kriya and certain things that people do wrong. Bishas kriya, a lot of people are good intentioned people, they come and do kriya, and a lot of times they don't really do it correctly. And that is number one, is a lot of people you'll see walking away from the kotel with their pocket torn. Okay, they'll say their front pocket torn. Okay, I spent a lot of time near the kotel and in the tivari, so you see a lot of people, you see people doing it correctly, and you see a lot of people doing it, they're so excited that Talmudim will come and they'll say, look at Rebbe, I did kriya, and they tore their pocket. Tearing your pocket is not Hilchos kriya at all. Okay, one is supposed to have, this gets a little complicated, because Baruch Hashem, our clothing is pretty good. It's hard to rip clothing in the correct way without either a knife or a scissors in it. And if you have a knife or a scissors at the kotel, that's not always the easiest thing to have either, okay? It's not recommended to walk in with a knife through security. Okay, so everybody, if you get a little, to make a little bit of hole above your heart, you're supposed to tear a tefech right above your heart, pull down over there, a tefech above the heart, that's the correct place to go ahead and tear kriya. You have to tear kriya, it has to be on a regular shirt, it cannot be undergarments, it can't be an undershirt. An undershirt is not chayiv in kriya, and therefore it can't be an undershirt. In terms of a t-shirt, so it depends. If someone wears t-shirts, and sometimes it's an outer garment for them, then it's 100% greater more for them to rip a t-shirt. Okay? He does not have to, as opposed to father and mother, the minhag is we're not to tear all of our clothing. You don't have to, you just put a t-shirt on and then go ahead and rip that. That's going to be fine for the dinim over here. Now, there's another minhag that people do that also the poskim are not very excited about. And that is based on that's brought down in Hilchos Avelos. Let's say someone is going to visit a relative, and he borrows someone else's shirt. Okay, he borrows someone else's clothing, and he goes to visit a relative, and the relative dies. Okay, the relative dies, so he's not allowed to tear kriya because it's not his shirt. You don't have permission to rip your friend's shirt. Okay, so based on this, what do? They tell your friends. No, they have to train the writer to go, we're not going to do kriya, we'll switch shirts with each other. You'll take my shirt, I'll take your shirt, and therefore we're going to get ourselves out of the chiyuv of kriya. So technically, l'chora, it might work. I'm not so sure, halachically, even it works, by the way. Okay? I don't believe what you're talking about. I think the next day, the Shulchan Aruch says, if your friend knows that that the parent is a goseis, and he lends you a shirt, so therefore you're chayv to do kriya. Okay, the father's on the deathbed and you go to visit and your friend lends him a shirt. He understands very well that you might have to wear it, therefore you would rip the friend's shirt. So over here, if he's giving you a shirt and you're battering, and then he knows that you're going to visit the kotel, it's not so precious to me that it would work that you're borrowing your friend's shirt. But at the end of the day, whether it works or it doesn't work, the poskim don't like it. Okay, to get yourself out of dinam, why do I have to get ourselves out of dinam? We have halacha and shulchan aruch, the one is supposed to be, we're supposed to be doing this. Okay, this is a halacha that we're supposed to be excited about. You don't have to be excited about. But just like the dinner of the 9 days, we don't like Tisha B'Av. We don't try and get out of Tisha B'Av. Okay, you don't try and get out of Tisha B'Av. Don't take a couple of Ambiens before Tisha B'Av and sleep through Tisha B'Av. That's not a good idea. Okay, very, very nice. You technically fasted through Tisha B'Av, but you missed the point of Tisha B'Av. When you go to visit the Kotel, there's supposed to be, whether you have the feelings or you don't have the feelings, there's supposed to be those feelings. We're supposed to feel a connection to the point where we should feel a little bit of ka'ev when we see that the mask is sitting on top of the makom hamikdash and not the binyan of a kadosh baruch hu, and therefore we should have these feelings bezrat Hashem and mekayim the dinim. There's a lot of other dinim that technical dinim that one does when they do kriya. I'm not going to go through all of them, but so part of them are the psukim there. If you get the psukim down beforehand. Okay, I have to look up the psukim before I write them down. And right, people don't know these psukim about pet. Okay, and therefore they're not easy psukim to remember. But you're supposed to say the pasuk with the time of kriya. There's also you're supposed to say baruch diana emes without shem malchus. Rav Moshe says beferes. You see baruch atah melech haolam diana amet when you go ahead and tear kriya. Okay, and there's even a din that when one tears kriya, not to eat basar of yayin, not to eat basar, not to drink yayin the rest of the day. The rest of that day until the day goes by, the poskim do bring down that is a nice din to take upon oneself also. So I'm going to end over there. I think it's a chumrah. That's not brought down to Shulchan Aruch. If you got to go before Shia, you go to Burger's Bar after Mar with your torn shirt. Shkanach Gadol, everyone.
thank you for having me, and you should have an amazing rest of your summer, and she gives you chizik the rest of the year, Bezrat Hashem, going into next year, however you're doing, a sha'al, a bech, and a gimel, whatever you're going to be doing next year, you should have an amazing year. Come visit us in Yerushalayim. Come visit us in Yerushalayim, Bezrat Hashem, and be with Siyat HaShemayim.
Thank you very much.